till she turned three. I'm gonna go fishing and jump in a lake.
Yeah, baby, he's gonna go jump in a lake. Great day for fishing, getting out on the water, get down to the Ozarks on the streams. Go down and support our Missouri Ozarks. Go on a close vacation, staycation, and help support those folks recovering from the floods. Your host, Ray I, here with Peanut, Matty G, my co-host, Tiny Tim. Welcome back, Tim.
Morning. Thanks, Ray.
Chance Hollingshad, Devil's Backbone Outfitters.
Morning, guys.
And we got Levi down at the end. Of course, great show this morning. Having a lot of fun. I enjoyed Denny. He did good, didn't he, Tim?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of good information. The bear thing, you're still just like, wow.
The stories that guy can tell.
Well, you do a podcast. You do a lot of podcast stuff, and yeah, you got one about anti-hunting, and then you got the one about we talked earlier about getting in shape.
Getting in shape, yeah. In fact, it launched this morning. Jeremy Kerber and I from Fit to Hunt.
Okay, we're going
to
get him on here too.
Yep, absolutely. But you know, so there's kind of two ends of the spectrum. There's people that think that you have to be ripped and cut and be like on a Men's Health magazine to be effective in the outdoors, and there are people that think you can let your body go and still be effective in the woods. And really, the truth is kind of in the middle.
Okay,
you need to be fit enough to do what you want to get done in the outdoors.
Yeah.
So that means functional fitness, not gym fit, but actually being functionally fit to survive and be durable in whether you're climbing a tree to hunt whitetails or slogging through a marsh to hunt ducks. But not only are there benefits to being physically fit in the outdoors, but health-wise,
yeah,
family.
Absolutely.
Life is just so much more enjoyable.
We're talking about this while we have biscuits and gravy and sausage. And
a little bit of a contrast going on. But the nice thing is, like, I ran some miles yesterday. I worked out last night, and I feel good. Like, I can enjoy that food without feeling guilty.
Okay, that'll work. And then I saw you had a post about the anti-hunting. It's something I've dealt with a lot.
That threw a lot of people off because the premise of the article, and it's at thethinkingwoodsman.com, it's called The Very Best Anti-Hunters, and the premise is that we, the outdoors community, are sometimes the most effective anti-hunters because of how snobbish we can be.
And how ridiculous they do stupid things. Amen.
Yeah.
And we've talked about that. Our guys have talked about that. And when I was with the NRA Great American Hunter Tour, I was one of the guys that could talk to the media.
Mm-hmm.
And a news station would come in. We'd come into a new city, would run a camera in my face and bright lights and say, why do you like machine guns? And why do you teach kids to be killers? That's the questions I got on the road. And, of course, at the trapper conventions, had to be very careful who you allowed to go near a camera because they would try to find the most toothless person that happened. And I'm trying to make fun of anybody, but somebody that couldn't talk that would say something that they could run with.
We're under the spotlight.
Yeah. So certain people were only ones allowed to talk to them. And the most ridiculous things and the biggest thing is none of them's got a clue, especially the news people come up and say stuff to you like that. And then you just turn it around on them and say how much hunters have done for wildlife and conservation. Drives them nuts.
Well, and
I've seen Ted Nugent throw them out backstage when I was hosting him at a show. They came back and he gave him the finger and told him they need to leave now. He wasn't even going to talk to him. And this anti-hunting thing has been terrible. And our story time at the end of this segment is all about that and the TV stuff. I wrote this a few years ago, and I'll probably bring that up again, but I want you to listen to the story time because this is what's happening in our industry. We're our own worst enemy, especially a lot of these outdoor television shows. Let's do a little fishing report intro, shall we? Here we go, boys and girls.
Let's do it.
Hang on. And a jigger pole jiggle. He lost his head when he grabbed that dinger. Now he's sitting in the middle of the stringer. I'm a fishing man out on the lake.
It's going to go to sounds, but you can start anyway because we're short on time.
Let's do it. If you're heading to the Mark Twain Lake, the lake levels are slowly falling. Temperatures around 76, 78 degrees. And the crappie are slow. White bass are good on points and mounds. Catfish are good. Largemouth bass are fair. All other species are slow.
Slow.
Clearwater Lake. The water's dingy. Surface temp 84 degrees. It's kind of warm. Crappie slow. Black bass, channel cats, bluegill. It's all slow.
Slow, baby.
Council Bluff at Clearwater Lake. 79 degrees. Most of the fishing is fair. Black bass are fair. Sunfish are fair. Channel cat and crappie are slow. They're taking black bass on minnows, jigs, and worms.
Hey, before you go to the next one, Jack's Fork River. Looking pretty good. Water surface temperature 63. Water level range is low. Water type wet. It's clear. All species fair. All soft plastics. How about that? How about the North Fork where you're from there, Chance? North Fork of the White River. It says water type clear. Fish reported. Smallmouth fair. Rock bass. Goggle eye. Third cousin on my daddy's side. Prospect fair. Smallmouth bass. Goggle eye. Fair on plastic. Go ahead, Tim.
Cousin goggle eye. Wapapella Lake. Surface temp is 85 degrees. Water type is clear. black bass, bluegill, channel cats, flatheads are all fair, crappie, and bluegill, so the panfish are fair also.
Oh, a little fish. There's the boat. What else you got anymore?
Lake Girardeau?
Lake Girardeau.
85 degrees. Everything is slow with the exception of bluegill and channel cats.
I got the big piney, the upper. That's some water surface temperature 76. Water level's normal. Water type clear. Black bass. You know, if you're going to go fishing, go fishing. Do you care what the report says? Do you?
If you can, you're going
to
go. Yeah.
Well, let's stop on the fishing report. Let's go. Let's take our fishing report out and go to commercial break, shall we? Thank you, Tim. Great job on the fishing report.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. And we'll see you all on the other side.